This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The General Assembly is mired in a possible overhaul of the state's commitment to renewable energy. Environmentalists are calling the proposed changes a step backward, while some lawmakers say it's an effort to even the corporate playing field and protect electricity rates for low-income customers. Environment reporter Dave DeWitt joins me now to unpack what's happening. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Eric.
So the latest effort scales back the renewable energy portfolio standards. What are those and what are the proposed changes?
Yeah, they're called REPs pretty commonly. And it was a law passed in 2007 that addresses the total retail sales that comes from renewables. So Duke Energy has to produce a certain amount of its power from renewable energy as part of the electricity sales. And currently that number is set at 6%. It's about to go up to 10% in 2018. And in 2021, it would be set to go up to 12.5%. This particular bill that's making its way through the legislature would freeze the total at 6% and create a commission to study the state's future energy needs. It also would make a lot of changes to tax credits and building incentives for solar energy companies.
Who's leading the effort to lower these standards?
Well, it's really this guy, Representative Mike Hager from Rutherford County. He's a Republican. He's the House Majority Leader and a former executive with Duke Energy. He's pushed the repeal of REPs. Really, in 2013, he made a significant effort to get that repealed. He has just enough support this year to get it through the House, and he's trying to get it through the Senate. You know, all Democrats are for the renewable energy portfolio standards, but the real interesting political element is there's a distinct split among those in the Republican Party. There's the Mike Hager wing. The other group of Republicans, mostly rural Republicans, say solar energy is the only thing coming to my county. It's the only thing that's generating jobs. It's the only thing generating any kind of industrial development. They want to keep it. And those are the groups that have been fighting over whether these REPs will be repealed or not.
Well, talking about evening the playing field, you mentioned that solar is getting tax credits already, but don't fossil fuel producers also get subsidies?
That's right. Solar subsidies are relatively new. They involve these renewable energy portfolio standards, 35% state tax credit that could be set to sunset at the end of the year. You know, gas and oil companies have been getting subsidies, depending on how you define subsidies, for many, many decades. Direct tax subsidies written into the tax code has been there for years at the state and federal level. And really, the subsidy thing for oil and gas came to a real head a couple years ago, 2010, the Deepwater Horizon spill. And when that happened, about a year later, we see that BP put in for a tax credit or a tax break on the losses it took from the Deepwater Horizon spill. A lot of people on both sides of the aisle thought that was an egregious effort by BP. So, you know, gas and oil has been getting tax subsidies and credits for years. It's really a new thing for solar. So when you talk about evening the playing field, it really is a discussion about, you know, what does that mean? Different people have different views.
So solar has been booming in North Carolina. What are these proposed changes likely to do to that?
It would make huge changes. You know, the Duke University did a study that showed that there have been investments about $2 billion in recent years in the solar industry. North Carolina was second in the country just last year in installing solar capacity. That would all stop. The renewable energy portfolio standards is really the legislature saying this is a market, this is something that solar companies should come and invest in. And solar companies look down the road and they say, well, this is happening. Other things are going to happen that would hurt the solar industry. We're going to go where the groundwork is a little bit better laid for us.
And where are the utilities falling on this?
Duke Energy has fought the renewable energy portfolio standards for years. They haven't come out and officially said anything about the current effort in the legislature. Of course, though, Duke Energy has also made a $500 million investment in solar, probably not something they would have done without the REPs in place.
What's the next step in the General Assembly?
It's already passed out of the House. It will probably go to the Senate floor for a vote sometime next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Eric.
Dave DeWitt is WUNC's environment reporter.